There was a time when there was a shortage of food in the world. People had to toil, really work hard in order to get food for the family. Famine was rampant and people were emaciated most of the time, at least in places like India and Africa. Now the life has changed and the technology had made significant advances. The ratio of cultivated land to overall population has gone down, but the overall produce, agricultural produce, has significantly gone up. There is enough food in most of the places. People don't eat for hunger now. They eat for fun. They eat because they are getting bored and they do not know anything better to do. The result of all this unbridled eating is weight gain and obesity all around. Obesity is the single biggest health scare that we have in the world today. Obesity also gives rise to many other life-threatening diseases, and as a result, most of the world is struggling to lose weight. How do we lose weight? How do we lose weight such that it is sustained? It should be simple, no? But it is not. Not with food all around us wherever we go. Not with the social customs that we have developed, where feeding is probably the only form of social respect that we can show. But before I continue with the podcast for today, I would like to share some of the reactions that I have received from our esteemed audience like you. Nayan talks about be aware of naysayers. Your podcasts are very realistic and motivating. The realistic situation has been explained in very simple words. I will make my son listen to them today. Real life prospect, not sugarcoating things. Niklesh again talks about be aware of naysayers. Thank you so much, sir, for the motivation. After our last interaction on fitness, I have started going for 30 to 45 minutes walk daily and I feel good every day. After the walk and hearing this podcast, I should increase the time to 1 hour daily and might be more on the weekends. Sagar talks about be aware of naysayers once again. Sagar says, I have heard be aware of naysayers. It's really good one. I liked the addition of background music. Story of frogs was a good fit for this episode. Would love to hear your insights on mid-career transitions. Please talk about how to approach job changes. Thank you very much, Sagar, and I'll definitely make a note of this, and I'll talk about mid-career transitions, job changes in one of my upcoming podcasts. Friends, as I say, we all have potential to be great. And greatness consists in transferring the unique value that we possess to the world. Now, in order to transfer that value, you have to be in a state where you are effective and efficient. On this podcast, it is my endeavor to bring to you the nuggets of wisdom, basis my knowledge and experience, that should give you an edge to become better personally and professionally. I therefore invite you to join me on this journey of resilience, go-getter approach, and never say die attitude. Join me on Go Beyond with AJ, Season 3, Episode 1, titled Weight Loss Can Be Fun, and weave your own success story. Maintaining an ideal weight range is a lifelong process. It's a way of living. It's not something which is one and done. It's not something that we can do once and then that it will last lifelong irrespective of whatever we do. When I say a way of living, it means you have to move to and retain a lifestyle that you enjoy, that allows you to be fit without any extra baggage being carried around you, literally and metaphorically. Question is, how do you become someone who likes his, her body and still wants to improve further? Who enjoys eating in a way that helps attain and retain ideal weight range? And who has developed consistent range of physical activities that ensures strong and flexible body? Friends, I would recommend that you bring in the following changes to your lifestyle. And the first and foremost is break it down, really, really break it down into ridiculously simple goals. And that reminds me, you know, when you talk about the weight loss and how to become fit, there was this teacher in the Bible class who asked a woman to read from the book of Numbers about the Israelites wandering in the desert. The Lord heard you when you wailed, "If only we had to meat to eat." The Lord heard you when you wailed, "If only we had meat to eat," she began. "Now the Lord will give you meat. You will not eat it for just one day, for 2 days, or 5, or 10, or 20 days, but for a month until you loathe it." When the woman finished, she paused, looked up, and said, "Hey, isn't that the Atkins diet?" Did you realize that the Lord was teaching how to lose weight and be fit? Protein, protein, and more protein, no carbs. You too can be fit and lose weight at the same time. Maybe losing 5 kg in a month can be impossible. Or losing 2 kg may be a difficult task. But how about losing 500 grams? Ridiculous, no? It sounds ridiculously simple. And that's why you should go for it. Log your weight every day. Get yourself a digital weighing machine. Don't be worried if you don't see any change on daily basis. Don't worry even if you see your weight increasing on some days. Just log it every single day religiously. Watch your weight early in the morning, if possible at the same time, and log it. Friends, anything that gets tracked and measured improves. Without you realizing, you will see your weight changing over a longer period of time. This is a very simple hack, yet great, and that I have practiced, and it works every time. Every time. The second advice that I can give you is be sure of what you exactly want. What is it that you really want? Do you want to be fit or lose weight? Is there a difference between the two? Weight loss and fitness? I know of a friend and he told me a story. He said, "Although I was only a few pounds overweight, my wife was harping on me to diet. One evening, we took a brisk walk downtown and I surprised her by jumping over a parking meter, leapfrog style. Pleased with myself, I said, 'How many fat men do you know who can do that?' My wife retorted, 1. So my friend can look fat, but he's still healthy. He's still fit. Conversely, have you heard about people who look fit but are not healthy? Have you read the stories about so many fitness addicts, stars, celebrities who have collapsed in the gym? Or for that matter, runners? Just because you look fit does not mean you are healthy. Do you know losing too much weight too soon can be hazardous. The question is, what do you really want? Do you want to lose weight or do you want to be fit and healthy? Do you want to lose weight or do you want to look good? Be clear. Be clear about what exactly you want and pursue those goals. When you focus on being physically active, living a healthy lifestyle, and following a fitness regime, you will naturally look good and automatically achieve your ideal weight. Sadly, we focus too much on weight loss and think that is the only way to look like a movie star. If you know exactly what you want, following a new set of habits and a new lifestyle would be easier. There would be days when you won't feel motivated. There would be days when it will look difficult. This is the time discipline needs to kick in. Do it any which way. Going to the gym may sound difficult. Going for a 10-kilometer long run may sound impossible. Get out of your bed any which ways. Wear your shoes any which ways. Don't think about 1 hour long workout. Don't think about 5-kilometer or 10-kilometer long distance run. Just aim at getting out of the house. Know what you want exactly, be disciplined, and follow your ridiculously simple goal every day. Once you are outside the house, you will do something which will be better than doing nothing at all. The third thing that I will advise you is celebrate every small win, every little improvement, whatever it is. You set yourself a goal to lose 500 grams and you achieved it in 2 days or a week or 2 weeks. Celebrate. Celebrate not by going on a binge junk food diet, but by doing something that will enrich your soul. Tell your friend, tell your family, tell your friends, brag if you must. Ask them to challenge you for next 500 grams weight loss. Have your one cheat day if you must. Do anything that makes you happy without losing the sight of your ultimate goal. Well, I celebrated by having a drink and watching a movie with my wife. What would make you happy? Do that. But don't do what my friend's daughter did. His daughter could not muster the willpower to lose unwanted pounds. One day, watching a swollen, fit friend walking up the driveway, she lamented, "Linda is so skinny, it makes me sick." "If it bothers you," my friend suggested gently, "why don't you do something about it?" "Good idea, Pop," she replied. Turning to her friend, she called out, "Hey, Linda, have a piece of chocolate cake." "Whatever you do, don't do this to Linda, please. At least not frequently." The fourth advice that I can give you is love yourself and still try to be better. Most people start their fitness journey, their health journey, because they feel miserable. They lack energy and they hate how they look. If that's what you need to get yourself off the couch to get started, that's okay to begin with. However, please remember, exercising is not punishment. It is not punishing your body for your carelessness over a period. But it is celebrating what your body can do, what your body is capable of. Feel good about the fact that you are able to go out and play a sport or go running, cycling, hit the gym. You are blessed. God has given you the body, the willingness, and the resources to take care of yourself. Friends, gratitude and joy will take you farther than self-loathing ever will. Look at small incremental improvements that you can bring in consistently. Any improvement in terms of food habits or exercise regimen is a good improvement. If you are disciplined, you'd be a completely different person in just 1 year. You need to be disciplined. And sometimes you need to be creative too. How creative? A member of a diet club bemoaned her lack of willpower. She had made her family's favorite cake over the weekend, she explained, and they had eaten half of it. The next day, however, the uneaten half beckoned. She cut herself a slice, then another, then another. By the time she had polished off the entire cake, she knew her husband would be disappointed. "What did he say when he found out?" one club member asked. "He never found out," she said. "I made another cake and ate half again." She was creative, but you do not want to be creative like that, trust me. Fifth advice that I can give you is chase perfection, but don't be obsessed with it. Getting attached to the perfection might give you heartburns if you are obsessed with it. However, chasing perfection will get you excellence for sure. The key is not to berate yourself, not to pull yourself down if you are not perfect. Be consistent, be disciplined, and try to be a little bit better every day. And it's okay if you are not perfect. Do not stop exercising or watching what you eat just because you cannot become perfect. It is okay to live a little. It is okay to enjoy some delicacies off your diet plan once in a while, as long as you don't overdo it. Even if you are disciplined 90% of the time, you are much better than millions of people who don't start because they can't be perfect. Be careful about what you do and what you eat. Read the fine prints wherever needed. One of my friends talked about this incident. Needing to shed a few pounds, he and his wife, they went on a diet that had a specific recipes for each meal of the day. They followed the instructions closely, dividing the finished recipe in half for their individual plates. They felt terrific and thought the diet was wonderful. They never felt hungry. But then they realized they were gaining weight, not losing it. And they checked the recipes again. There in fine print, it said, "Serves 6. Two people were eating the food that should ideally be eaten by 6 people. And if you do that, you are going to gain weight and not lose weight. But remember, my 6th advice, you are your only competition. We all have different goals, different journeys, different paths, and different starting points. When you compare yourself with someone else, not only are you being unfair to yourself and them, but also incorrect because you have no idea about their journey and their goal. No single fitness plan suits everyone. Whether it is intermittent fasting, aggressive workouts, ketogenic diet, running, swimming, playing a fast-paced sport, cycling, or even walking, none of them will be impactful and effective for everyone. You have got to experiment a little. See what works for you and continue with that. The only thing that you must watch is if you are becoming better than last week, last month, and last year. If you are disciplined and consistent, I bet you are becoming better. The final advice that I'll give you, my friends, is give someone the right to check on you. Is there one person in your life who can be your accountability partner, who can ask you questions, tough questions, and hold you accountable? That really works. Trust me. In your subconscious, you want to avoid that unpleasant feeling when your accountability partner asks you questions and you have nothing to share. Find someone in your family or friend who can ask you questions and be like your supporter and mentor. What's the kind of supporter and the mentor that you need? Once my friend Kimberly announced that she had started a diet to lose some pounds she had put on recently. "Good!" I exclaimed. "I am ready to start a diet too. We can be dieting buddies and help each other out. When I feel the urge to drive out and get a burger and fries, I'll call you first." "Great," she replied. "I will ride with you." You don't want to do that, Kimberly. You don't want to ride. You want to check and tell your friend that your friend got to hold himself and herself accountable. You need an accountability partner who can hold you honest, who can help you control these kind of aberrations, these kind of urges. Someone who is perhaps on a similar journey and someone who can dare ask you tough questions and show you the mirror. Someone who is not just trying to please you every time and tell you what you want to wear, what you want to hear. I wish you all have an accountability partner like that and you find an accountability partner like that. So, if I could just sum up, there are 7 things that you need to follow, and they are: first, break it into ridiculously simple goals. Second, be sure of what you exactly want and pursue that. Third, celebrate every small win. Fourth, love yourself and still try to be better. Fifth, chase perfection, but don't be obsessed with it. Sixth, you are your only competition. And final, give someone the right to check on you, the right to question you. Friends, thank you very much for listening. If you found this podcast useful, I request you to please subscribe, follow, rate, and review this podcast wherever you are listening. Also, share this podcast with your friends and family as they might benefit from this conversation. You can connect with me by looking up Go Beyond with AJ on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and by following Jha_Alok on Twitter, X. You can also join the WhatsApp community for Go Beyond with AJ, where I regularly share a lot of inspiring and useful content. The link to join is available on my Facebook and Instagram page. Thank you very much for listening.